I know this term is said a lot, and it's usually followed up by some bullshit. You know, occasionally. I ain't gonna say all the time. Obviously, there's no zero-sum games out there outside of, like, dating nowadays, and that's just, that's only been made prevalent because of a male surplus. A female surplus is actually a good thing because they're fine being in harems, but the entire antithesis of why I'm making this episode is to say this. You know, I don't know who needs to hear this. That's the term I was going to say. But I just wanted to let whoever's listening know, if I can say this and it reaches out to like one person, I'm good. I'd be happy with the time that I put into this because, you know, time is valuable. Time is the only thing you'll never get back. Money will come and go. Bitches will come and go. You know, happiness and sadness, all of these things come and go, no matter what it is. That's why I disagree with the hedonists. You know what I'm saying? People who, and again, it's kind of sexist, but I'll go ahead and let me say it. You know, 99.999999% of hedonists are women. There are those males who are in that space. And there is an appropriate time and place for that because it's like you can sort of do that in moderation. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless it's like a really bad eating habit, then it's like you're just gonna punish yourself long term. It's not good. And even like reckless sexual behavior. But again, it is not your job to live up to society or another person's expectations of you. And that even may apply to parents. It may apply more so to parents than it is like women, for example. And I feel like we do hijack feminist mantras and just repackage them for men. But I mean, while we're in saying that, on a societal wide level, Steve Harvey shows and MSNBC and CNN and every fucking blue check mark on Twitter and every highly regarded social media page and Derek Jackson and Chris Perry and I could just list you the army of super simps. I can just list you, I mean, half of the Red Pill PUA 21 convention males. There's all these expectations, bulldog mindset. I can go forever talking about these external forces that are just putting pressure on men to meet standards. Now, I'm not saying go fall off and play video games and just recluse into a corner and die like a fucking bug. I'm not saying that. But what I am trying to say is, look, whether they mean well or not, whether they're right or not, it ain't your job to meet societies and external motherfuckers, you know, preferences for your life. Whatever standard they may set, tell them, okay, that's you. Like all the pickup dudes for the 21 con guys, they'll tell you their list of what makes a man. Most of that involves chasing pussy to the ends of the earth and having your financial house in order. Nothing wrong with that. I get that. You should have your shit together financially. But I'm not going to sit here and do all of these things if it doesn't make me happy. Now, if, I don't know, again, you've empowered, biologically speaking, so many external forces to kind of give you that validation. It's like, you are, in essence, you've already given the power away. You've given it away. Whether or not you're going to be happy is not dependent upon other people. You're dependent upon whether or not you meet women's satisfaction and approval. You're dependent upon whether or not you have the handshakes and the attaboys and the pats on the back from the fucking manosphere. And I'm like, but what do you want? And that's, you know, something to look in the mirror and ask, not necessarily from me. I'm asking myself that, and on a daily basis, I figure things out more and more, and as I get older, and, you know, have I experienced a slight decline in sex drive, and maybe the big brain is getting a little bit more power here? Sure, but I was a bit red-pilled in my mid-20s. I didn't know how to, I guess, put those things into action. How I literally, again, I hate NoFap because they have a religious approach and all these other things. But one of the things that helped me a lot, it wasn't necessarily. So here's the thing. NoFap is retarded because it addresses only porn. It's such a singular focus, and it's like more of like religious anti-porn people hiding behind NoFap, just like Black Lives Matter and all that. Communists are hiding behind Black Lives Matter to get socialism and Marxism and communism instilled, but they don't give a fuck about that. It's just like the NoFap community is like motherfuckers that want to ban porn. Maybe it's the religious right, whatever you want to call it. And I'm like, that's their thing. You go do that. Go do your anti-porn bills and legislate. Go do that on your own. Don't sit here and try to act like you're the moral high ground and you get to speak for the male gender. And now, no. Because this is where it worked for me. And I'm not, and this is not under the umbrella of NoFap, because look, I was like, I did a complete cleanse of porn, social media, movies with high amounts of sexuality, TV shows, video games with sexuality. I did a complete binge or a complete purge of any type of content like that, and I ain't beat off for months. I mean, the effects took place within a couple of weeks. Like literally, I had to refocus that. I had to this may sound lame, and for some of you, it may not. Maybe you just don't connect on that type of level with yourself. Maybe you aren't that type of person. But I would say just give these things a shot. Not NoFap or anything like that, but give a cleanse of anything you may have be addicted to, even like social and external validation. If you want to really, really learn about yourself, give yourself a cleanse of all of these things, like pretty much external forces over your life, external expectations. Do a cleanse of that and meditate. And I'm not saying meditate like some monk or go to Tibet. No, I'm not saying adopt any external, ideologies or religions or anything. I'm saying the meditation of literally clearing your thoughts, sitting there in a dark room or in a blank room, particularly a room with nothing in it, like a blank room, no pictures on the walls, no TV, nothing. Where you're just, I have a book room, I have a study, if you will. I play my video games in the living room. I do have a place where I have my computer and my, books that I read and all that stuff. Like, literally a study. I will go in that room. There's nothing on the wall. And I will sit in the... It sounds weird, but hear me out. Sit in the corner, close my eyes. I'll completely try to clear my head, and I will focus on the task of clearing my head. Once I've done that, I will literally just sit in the abyss of nothingness within my head and just relax in that state. I'll focus on my breathing. I'll do breathing exercises, 10 breaths, or deep exhale for 10 seconds, exhale for 5 seconds, and then whatever rotation, whatever may work for you, but just focus on that. Focus on your heartbeat. You eventually start hearing your heart and all that shit. And look up meditation on your own. I'm not here to give you that lesson. I'm no expert on it, but this is what I did. And then when you're in that state of clarity, once you've been able to like zen for 15 minutes, 10 minutes if you have the time, then step back and like think. But don't think, don't let the external bullshit come in. Don't let your own biology come into play with the horniness or whatever may be plaguing you at the time. Hunger, ditch all that monkey shit, because all it is chemical reactions and monkey shit. Then ask yourself, what do I want? Ultimately, this life we have is very short. You never know. I mean, I'm in my mid-30s, and I'm in the process of scheduling, prostate exams and urologists and all this other shit. I want to get checked out. I don't know if I have nothing. It's good to just check. I'll probably get myself checked every other year, maybe yearly, something like that. I think women get their breasts examined after a specific age on an annual basis. Nothing wrong with just taking a look at these things, preparing, whatever, again, I'm already at 9 minutes and some change. I look at the clock and I'm like, I'm going on and on and on. Ultimately, the point I was trying to make is this, so like, look, society has a list of things you need to do and be. Men have a list of things you need to do and be. Women have a list of things you need to do and be. A rather impossible list, I may add. And, so what? So what? You live your life for you. You are existing within your own state, your own body, your own mind, your own spirit. You are you. You're the only one that's going to go. Once the lights go out for you, Yeah, you can sit there and try to say that it is a life goal, that I will take comfort in the fact that I've procreated and I have a good, strong family, and I will be surrounded by loved ones when I die, and I hopefully die at 80 or 90 years old as an old man surrounded by love. But we're so focused on the end of the journey, the destination, ultimate destination, not necessarily death, but like wealth and fame and all this extra shit, that you're not living day to day. You can have a long-term goal. Think 5 years ahead. Definitely make those plans. Make your plans for retirement. Think 5 years ahead. Think of yourself. Think of what you want to have a year from now. Think of the vacations and all these other little things you may want to do. But also put into the consideration, like, what can you do on a daily basis to just make yourself feel a little bit more content? Give yourself the permission to answer the question. What do you want? What do you want to be? What do you want to do? Ask yourself. Don't let the bullshit external societal female validation PUA 21 convention mind state bulldog. No, none of these people, none of it. And I sit there and I have to ask yourself. Not that I sit there, but I come to the conclusion, and then here's a snippet of my own journey, is that the thing I kind of came up with in all of this processes of meditation and sexual purges of my mind and no nut and all that other shit, and I literally just came to the conclusion that's just like, I would much rather just try to treat every day as a gift. And that, again, it sounds like hedonism, but like what I'm saying is I try to just be in the moment, exist within the current activity that I'm doing. If I'm with my kids, doing stuff with them, I'm going to exist in the moment and just enjoy that particular day with my kids. If I am, having to go to work and take care of tasks at work, then I'm going to take care of that task. I'm going to focus on that. I'm going to have on my, I'm obviously at work, so I don't 100% focus there because I find my job pretty tedious and routine and mundane because I've done it so many times. So I just take care of that shit. And then I take care of their external shit. Like I have to take care of college courses that I'm currently working on. Yes, I went back to school to get a master's and all this other stuff. So like, but I live in the moment. I try to enjoy each day. Every day I see it as somewhat like a gift. Not saying I'm due to die or anything like that, but considering that I'm a veteran, I've been to war, I went to a place where so many people did not come home. I grew up in a place where so many people didn't get to live to see the age of 18. I'm from Chicago, right? And I've gone for a while here. And I'm just giving this for context, maybe to paint the picture for you guys. Maybe you guys can get to this point or an even better place than I am at. Or maybe you're already here and I'm just speaking out into the wind or I'm preaching to the choir. But to get there, to just get into that mind state. And in so saying that, I also attempt to make sure that I live in the moment. I also want to give myself those little treats. And again, I'm not a hedonist, but I do think in moderation to enjoy those things, whatever that it may be. I happen to be a potato and ice cream addict. Now, in the summer, I'm more ice cream usually because it's cold in the wintertime. So I actually purge myself, like legitimately going like, kind of like how nofappers say they go 7, 8, 9 years without fucking busting a nut and all that weird shit that they do. Like that nobody does, but they're claiming it online to make themselves look like they're all types of fucking Zens and all types of Yoda and shit. Like, no, they're ridiculous. But I will tell you that I can go 4 or 5 months without one of my favorite vices, ice cream, because it's wintertime and I don't want to fucking have that while I'm freezing my ass off. So neither being here nor there, it's just out of a necessity. And the high heat is just like a nice treat to have ice cream. And I do like potatoes, but I substitute in sweet potatoes. I bake. I go for the baking of the potato. I do healthier options. I don't ever air fry potatoes. I do that shit at home. It's just, I don't know why I'm black. Most black people probably don't have a vice for European cuisine, because I want to say potato was mostly European cuisine, if I'm not mistaken. I could be dead wrong on that, but I also like other countries' versions of the potato. I guess the yuca root, which isn't really a potato, but I enjoy the yuca root. There's a something from Africa, I can't think of the name of it, but it's a type of veggie. It's a lot like a potato. It's fucking great. I love that too. If it's related to the potato, I love it. Neither being here nor there, the little things in life. I always try to take time into other little things in life And then I make enjoyment out of the things I don't like. In my 20s, I hated working out. Hated it. Hated it. I know, okay, there's that Navy SEAL guy. What the hell is that bald black guy? He's giving moto speaks, talking about stay hard and all that shit. His name slips my mind at the moment. You probably have seen his videos, but he's one of those guys who's been very anti-music for as far as that, because he's like, I can self-motivate. And I'm like, well, I understand what you're saying. I'm not there yet. At least the fact is that I get my socks on, I get my gym shoes on, I put on my workout gear, and I hit the door. I'm at least there. Okay, I can't work out without music. That's the thing, because that's one of the things he was saying. If you can't work out without music, then you're not more self-motivating. Well, I'm not self-motivating when it comes to that. But one of the things I enjoy is I love rap and metal, right? And so I am able to put on my Beats headphones and throw some new hip-hop on, or some gangster rap, or some 80s shit, or some metal from the 80s, and I will go in to the gym and just go. Well, obviously I can't have music on when I hit the pool, because I do like to get in the pool every now and then, but like I will literally just go in there and enjoy the music I'm listening to, take my time through the workout, put in a good 70 minutes, I'll go an hour and some change, and just enjoy that. And now I enjoy that. That's a part of my routine. And that's just a few of the things that I've done. I can go on and on and on and on and on. But that's pretty much all I wanted to say. Y'all have a good one. Again, take into consideration this shit, man. Like, other people are going to have all these visions and dreams, and society has these visions and dreams and tasks and required, if so factos, for men. And I'm like, and I haven't been in long... I can continue, and even I said I was getting it. But like, long story short, basically, I find it funny. And again, I said in the beginning that we do hijack a lot of feminist talking points and just reverse them for ourselves. But like, literally, men do everything that they've done since the beginning of time. We provide, we protect, we do all of this shit. The minute we start asking women to cook and clean, we're become, they look at us like Nazi slave owners. And they reject all aspects of what was perceived as womanhood. And the minute I start mentioning, or men start mentioning, that they reject their, you know, list of what men should do, everybody starts looking at you like you're some type of psychopath. So all I'm saying is, take into consideration, fuck with them calling you a psychopath. They're a bunch of normies. Fuck them, and you do you. So I gotta go get some shit for the house before I head back home for the week, and or weekend, I'm sorry. And that's pretty much all I got. Y'all have a good one. I'm out.